Let's talk about real steps that can push podcasting forward in Africa. We all know the West isn't going to tailor their platforms to our needs, so if African podcasting is going to thrive, we need to take charge. Now that means investing in the right resources, embracing new ideas early, and building something that truly fits our context.
This is Into the Podverse, the Indie African edition. Here's your host, Tony Doe.
One of the biggest needs is to create strong communities. Podcasts offer this incredible ability to unify voices across different cultures, countries, and languages in Africa. Investing in these communities isn't just about growing audiences. We're talking about providing support, resources, and mentorship. The work platforms like AfriPods are doing, for instance, is vital here. They've built a hosting space that prioritizes African podcasters and makes their content more accessible, helping creators grow in an environment that truly understands and celebrates their stories. AfriPods has been more than just a hosting platform. They are advocates too, helping to spotlight podcasters from all corners of the continent. This kind of community-focused platform is exactly what we need to keep pushing African podcasting forward, to make sure our stories get heard and our communities stay connected. Monetization is another critical factor. Right now, most podcasters here don't have access to the same payment and ad revenue options as creators elsewhere. To fix that, we need payment systems that cater to the continent. Digital wallets, mobile money solutions, cross-border transaction options that make it easy for listeners to support their favorite creators. By creating flexible, Africa-specific payment options, we can actually give our indie podcasters the tools they need to make a living. Another challenge, access to quality studios. Podcasting is all about good audio, but let's be real, not everyone has the budget for professional equipment. That's why we need affordable community studios across African cities and even rural areas. Imagine studios that are accessible to new talent, creators who want to experiment, and even veteran podcasters or broadcasters crossing into the podcasting field. These spaces can help more voices find a professional footing and make it possible for African stories to stand out on a global stage. Now let's talk about celebrating talent. One of the most exciting things happening in African podcasting has been the rise of awards platforms, and I can say the impact is huge. APVA, or the APVA as some choose to call it, has shone a light on so much hidden talent, helping to elevate voices from across the continent and inspiring podcasters to bring their best to the table. Recognizing and rewarding talent isn't just about trophies. It validates the work, encourages high standards, and sends a message that podcasting here in Africa is real, powerful, and impactful. Awards like these play a critical role in setting a benchmark for quality and helping listeners see podcasting as a serious art form. The growth in both quality and diversity of content has been remarkable, and APVA has been instrumental in that progress. It's also important to think about platforms. Most podcast platforms cater to Western audiences, but we need African-first platforms, ones that prioritize African languages, cross-border connections, and even offline features for areas with limited internet access. Again, AfriPods is doing some impressive work here, providing a platform that's both flexible and intentional about making African content accessible. The more we build platforms that understand us, the more we can grow an audience that truly resonates with African stories. Finally, we can't overlook the importance of data. In any industry, growth without data is just a shot in the dark. The reality is we need African-specific data to understand our audiences, what they respond to, and what needs to improve. Having data insights driven by African-led research will empower our podcasters to connect better, monetize smarter, and deliver what their listeners want. So if we want a strong African podcasting ecosystem, we need to take control. Building our own platforms, creating payment solutions that work for us, celebrating our talent, and investing in community and data. With advocates like AfriPod and initiatives like the APVA Awards, we're already on the path. The future of African podcasting is in our hands. I want to take a moment to give a big shout out to Tumishe from Mindfully with Tumishe. Thank you so much for showing love to Into the Podverse. Tumishe does a fantastic job talking about mental health and sharing important stories. If you haven't listened to our podcast yet, then you really should. She covers topics like being a man, how to share feelings, and taking care of our minds. You can find Mindfully with Tumishe everywhere you listen to podcasts. Thanks again, Tumishe. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, consider showing some love and supporting Into the Podverse at seller.co/showlove/Into the Podverse. Your support means the world to us.
That's a wrap for today's episode of the Indie African Podcaster Edition with Tony Doe. Keep pushing the boundaries of your podcasting journey and watch your audience grow. Subscribe and listen on AfriPod, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcast. Catch you next time for more strategies and success stories.